In normal times, Pope Francis waves and offers blessings from a window above St. Peter's Square in Rome. Since Italy went into lockdown, the Pope has been online instead.
Vorrei ringraziare anche tutti I sacerdoti, la creatività dei sacerdoti.
In mid-March, Francis thanked Catholic priests across Italy for how they're carrying out their duties. The clergy follow centuries-old traditions, but these days they're improvising. Reporter Francesca Berardi has our story.
One morning in March, Father Andrea Vena loaded a statue of the Madonna onto his three-wheeled car and set off through the street of his village, Bibbiano, on the coast near Venice. With a microphone in hand, he recited prayers, sprinkled holy water, and handed out pictures of saints to the few people he saw on the street. About 80% of the population in Italy identifies as Catholic. Figuring out how to offer them pastoral care while the country is in quarantine has been a challenge. One priest with a pilot's license used a small airplane to fly over an area hit hard by COVID-19 and send blessings to the people. But by far the most popular way to reach worshippers is not using a megaphone or an airplane, but social media. Chiara Canonici has been following Sunday Mass on the Facebook page of her parish since Italy went into lockdown.
Per Cristo, nostro Signore.
Amen.
Il Signore sia con voi.
E con il tuo spirito.
In alto.
Chiara says that following Mass online is not the same as going to church, but it has a meaning.
Mi ricorda che la domenica è un giorno per la fede cristiana diverso dagli altri.
It reminds me that for the Christian faith, Sunday is a day that's different from the others. Living in isolation, all the days are the same, but this reminds me that Sunday must be sanctified.
Father Paolo Benanti is a professor of ethics and technology at the Pontifical Gregorian University of Rome. He says that the current crisis is fostering new forms of popular devotion. It's like a new dance, he says.
It's like if we move from an old Austrian valzer to a tango, in which you have to have a little bit of improvisation and is also much more cheek to cheek, much more intimate to people.
Some priests refuse to stream their masses. They are worried the sacred rites might be confused with popular entertainment. But they are willing to use online tools for other purposes. Father Luca Peyron is supporting doctors and nurses working in hospitals.
Li sto sentendo con tutti gli strumenti che permettono di vedersi in faccia. Una telefonata non è sufficiente.
I'm talking to them with all the tools that allow you to see their faces. A phone call is not enough. And so, blessed be the digital. You've got to see the color of a face, to look in a person's eyes, because sometimes these are what reveal a pain that words have trouble expressing.
Father Luca believes the void that people are experiencing is an opportunity to awaken their spirituality. Another priest from Turin, Father Gianni Ghiglione, agrees. He points out that the suffering people are coping with coincides with a solemn time in the Christian calendar, the period known as Lent.
Like it or not, we're all living in a huge Lent. The fatigue, penitence, fear, loneliness, anguish.
This crisis has confronted people with some of their greatest fears and forced them to reflect on what's most meaningful in life.
It's a petty little thing that's bringing the world to its knees. Maybe we find out that we weren't such superhumans.
Father Gianni hopes that this feeling, this understanding that we are humble creatures, will survive the virus. And with this thought, while Italy is flattening its curve, it prepares for Easter, the reawakening. For The World, I'm Francesca Berardi, in Torino, Italy.